Would you hear this for a laugh? I have never put as much time into preparing a talk. It was going to be super, super visual. So there's some corruption, I think, in old money, that's called sin, upstairs there. And so we're not getting it, but the first slide will come up. So, Harry, I need you at about 7 minutes to wave at me, because I'm totally off script here. And after an hour and a half, I think there'll be a few people here cracking up. Yes, we've one slide. That's the only slide that you're getting. But I did think, I'm going to have to do confession here to start. If you're here for your first time, or you don't come here often, I'm training to be a Church of Ireland minister. And would you hear this for a laugh? This is the first time in my life, and I'm pretty old, that I've actually been to church on Christmas Day. I didn't grow up in a family that went to church on Christmas Day. I just never got into the tradition. So for the rest of my life, as from this Sunday, I'm going to be every Sunday going to church. So it's all middle age has hit me bad. So, and also, I've got the man flu, and I've also been married long enough to know that you don't get any sympathy from the female race. So, men, you know what it's like. They just don't get it. So let's just pray, and then we'll have the Bible reading, and we'll see where we end up. Dear God, we just do thank you for the chance to stop. It's been so busy up until this point, and sometimes Advent isn't a time of waiting, and it isn't a time of expectation. It's busyness, and we're consumed by it. So in these moments, I really pray that we'll be encouraged and challenged, but even more importantly, I really pray that we will worship you this day and every day. Amen. Okay, the Bible reading is John 1. It is a classic. It is simple. It is mysterious. It is profound. And you've all heard it, so here we go. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testifies to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Very heavy, heavy duty stuff. But let's get going. That wee first thing came up, sleepyheads, because you always get a good response when you put puppy dogs up. And I thought that's priceless because of the wee Santa hats. But I was trying to think, because I've never, as I said, I've never been to church on Christmas Day, so I've never spoken on Christmas Day. But when Harriet asked me a few months ago about speaking, I was moseying about, and I was travelling in and out of Dublin most days, and I just could see the whole city begin to lighten up. And I started thinking, what's the big thing for me at Christmas? So I was reminiscing a wee bit as I sat in the bus. And because I was born in the late 60s, the 70s was my era. And I did have loads of images of men wearing flares and the big shirts and stuff, just to give some of you men flashbacks. But for me, and I still get a wee buzz, you know when you walk into a shop and you see a selection box? As a kid, I was a massive selection box fan. Whoever came up with the idea of loads of sweets in one box, it was a dream ticket. And I was from the era of Spangles. Not everybody in this church can remember Spangles, but that's one of the things in my selection box. And they've now got even trendier, and they've got much better, and they're beautiful to look at. So 1970s selection boxes was my big thing at Christmas, amongst other things, but that's a really strong image. And I've got a wee quote here. It would be so unfair if a selection box and puppy dogs was all that Christmas meant. So here we go. On Christmas Day, we stop and ponder the profound and mysterious revelation that the Word became flesh. God appeared on earth as a helpless human baby, unable to do more than lie and stir and wriggle, needing to be fed and changed and taught to talk like any other child. Sometimes when you grow up, or if you go to church a lot, I actually think sometimes we miss it. Because every year, you know, you get all the stuff out, you get all the Christmassy thing going. But somewhere in the midst of all that, we forget that God decides to come as a baby. So roughly 700 to 800 years before Jesus arrived, you have Isaiah prophesying that Jesus will be born. This is a big news story. And maybe we've just made it too nice. Here's another wee line. The Jesus of today, as commonly understood, is far from the truth of the real Jesus. Jesus is now safe and above all, nice. I know that sitting here today, we know that Jesus is much more than just somebody nice. You know, actually, the world in which we live in, the kind of culture, it loves Christmas. And it loves the wee Jesus in the stable. But there's maybe more to it than just a stable. Within our culture, there is a shared restlessness, a vague sense that we are off center. We have achieved more, created more, conquered more, and realized more than anyone in the history of the world could ever have imagined. And yet for many of us, there remains a longing within. How can this be? How can we have so much and still be wanting? I honestly believe you can't be fully human unless you're in a relationship with your Creator. That's just the way it is. And sometimes for some of us who have been kind of work out and trying to be following Christ for years, even sometimes we lose it. So if you've come here today and maybe you're not from the Christian tradition, we're not just pointing the finger at you. All of us, you could take today for some self-reflection. So puppy dogs and selection boxes, that's Xmas. You know what I mean? If you take Christ out of Christmas, you're just left with nice wee fluffy things. But with the more you think about Christmas, the more you think about God deciding, God, creator of everything, coming as a baby in weakness, in a broken form, it is actually ridiculous. So for a lot of people out there, the Christmas story is ridiculous. For other people, and for lots of people, the Christmas story is offensive. How can God come as a baby in a totally weak and vulnerable place? So you have one extreme out here, it's a ridiculous story. Another extreme out here, it's an offensive story. And dead in the middle, it's our story. This is part of who we are. And that Christmas story, the shadow of the cross is all over that story. John 1:14 declares that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, full of grace and truth. As followers of Christ in 2015, we are called to carry his mark. The mark isn't a bracelet, it's not a badge, it's not a necklace. It's a life lived with grace and truth. We are called to live authentic lives. We are called to commit ourselves to being peaceful in our exchanges with others, giving no space to sarcasm or aggression. We are called to cultivate generosity. We are called to practice forgiveness. Finally, the real Christmas story dares us to leave our lives of accumulation, competition, and self-centeredness and participate in God's agenda. This story, this Christmas story, all the wee Christmas cards around your house, you've got the wee stable and a few of them. It's not just about a stable, but it's about God being born in a stable or coming in human form in a stable. But Jesus grows up and the stable hits the street. And the plural of disciple is church. And the challenge for you and the challenge for me is to be church in Lurgan, in Donaldstown, in Marlin, wherever we are. So fall in love with the Christmas story because it's God's story and we're invited to participate within it. Amen.